Mike can fit him on.
Hello, my name is Angela. You reach the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you today?
I was actually calling. I have found testing sites near me. Some are actually not even testing right now. Not testing, but I'm actually calling to find about the vaccine.
Okay, so that's a no. You called the wrong line. That's why I asked. I need to find the page for you.
I need to speak with somebody regarding, I know where the sites are that are administering it,
mm-hmm.
but my husband he's a type 1 diabetic since age like 11 or 12.
Okay.
And apparently he's still not eligible, and we've been, he has not gotten pretty much out of the house in over a year, and we have postal workers and all these other people eligible to get it, and I'm just trying to figure out when, he's super high risk, when he's going to be able to get it, who I can speak to find that information out, because nobody's been able to give me that information.
Have you called your local health department?
We did, and they have no information for me. They said he's not eligible, said they don't know when he's going to be eligible, even though he's in this tier, the 1C that's currently, when I've gone on the website looking, is in progress, which is the 65 and older. It looks like he's apparently next on the tier, but I know you probably have heard an earful from a lot of people. Just
yes, ma'am.
It's frustrating that, a teacher, a babysitter, basically for a child that's they're showing not even, at high risk is eligible, or a post office worker before a high risk type 1 diabetic. That it just makes me want to. I'm sorry, I'm about to get upset. Sorry. Getting really frustrated with the situation. So, I just want to know who I can talk to in order to get this figured out.
Okay, ma'am. All we do here is pre-register you. And I know how you feel. I had to catch the bus to work. And I found out I've been on the bus with people that had it, bus drivers and people. I just thank God they were wearing a mask. My kidney's been gone for 10 years, and I can't get the shot yet. They had us register at dialysis a while back, and they made us sign paperwork. And I'm asking her when we going to get it. And she said she don't know.
Right.
So we can't answer that. All we do here is put you into the system. If you're ready to talk to the health department, that's who's going to administer the shot. They're going to call you when they get them in. We can't answer that question. We're not part of the health department. We just do the whole state of Alabama, every county. And we just, you pre-registered him yet? So when the shots come in, they can call you?
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out. I can't even do that.
No, ma'am. Yes, you can. You called the right. No, that's what I was trying to tell you earlier. I can put him in the system.
Yes.
You, your family, your kids, they let us register everybody here.
Yes, that would be fantastic. Because that's what I'm really having a hard time trying
no,
to
ma'am.
Out.
What's your county?
Okay, well, our permanent residence is Shelby County.
Shelby.
And we have a second residence in Covington County, which is where we are right now, where we've been.
Okay, so you want to do Shelby County?
Whichever one you think might be faster.
I don't know. I don't know what Shelby County is.
Shelby County is Birmingham, basically.
Oh, okay. Well, they have two.
Covington County.
So that might be a good one.
Covington County is South Alabama, like Andalusia area. So on the Florida. It's more rural, is Covington County. So I just...
Okay, well, Shelby has two. They have one at 86 Argo Road, Columbiana, Alabama. Then they have one at 2000 County Services Drive, Pelham, Alabama, which is the health department. The other one is the exhibition center. So you want the health department one in Shelby County in Pelham, Alabama?
Yeah, just let's do that. Okay.
I can register you and him and your kids, anybody else. They let us put everybody in the system.
It's just the two of us.
Okay. Let's do him first.
I have to go out and do all this stuff.
Okay, what's his first and last name?
It's Tyler.
T-Y-L-O. Go ahead.
T-Y-L-E-R.
E-R. Okay. What's the last name?
Fulmer, F as in Frank, O-L-M-A-R.
Okay, and the phone number for him?
205-223-3620. That's his cell phone.
Okay. Hold on just a second. I'm going to repeat what you told me. Only stop me if you hear me say something incorrect, okay?
Okay.
T-Y-L-E-R is his first name. F-O-L-M-A-R is his last name. He said the phone number was 205-223-3620?
Yes.
Okay. And does he have an email?
His name, Tyler Fulmer.
Mm-hmm.
At S as in Sam, P as in Paul, I as in Igloo, H as in Harry, O, S as in Sam, E. .com.
Okay. I'm going to call that back out to you. Only stop me if I say something incorrect. You said it was his first and last name, T-Y-L-E-R-F-O-L-M-A-R, at, you said, S is in Sam, P is in Paul, I is in Igloo, H is in Henry, O is in Oscar.